This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It was part of the practice, the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, that if a general calamity would hit Muslims, he would supplicate, he would pray, he would make dua alayhi salatu wa salam in the salah. And he would do this in the last rak'ah after ruku' in 1, 2, 3 or all of the obligatory salahs. So now as we are facing a calamity that is hitting Muslims, we need to react in the same way that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam did. And we could do this collectively in a jama'ah in the masjid, or if you pray jama'ah at home, or even if you pray by yourself. And the way to do it is, in the last rak'ah, after you say, you rise from ruku' and you say, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدِ, you would make a brief, direct dua for the oppressed and against their oppressors. Ya Allah, protect so-and-so. Ya Allah, save so-and-so. And then, Ya Allah, protect from the oppression of so-and-so. Ya Allah, protect from the oppression of so-and-so. Ya Allah, be against so-and-so. It's not supposed to be long, short, direct, and explicit without introduction. So you go directly to pray for so-and-so and to against so-and-so, and then you will say Allahu Akbar and you will go to sujood. And you could do this in all of the five, in some of them, or even in one of them. And you will continue to do it as long as the calamity persists, and you will stop once Allah Azza wa Jal brings relief. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to bring immediate and lasting relief to Muslims and to this world. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make us of those who pray often and to make our prayer accepted. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.